everyone, and welcome back to the Walking Dead series by The Verdict's In. I'm your host, Nicole.
I'm Gary.
And today we are talking about Walking Dead Season 6, Episode 12, entitled No Tomorrow Yet. It was written by Seth Hoffman, who I believe did two episodes ago, maybe. I think he wrote the episode.
Yeah.
And directed by Greg Nicotero, who is the makeup artist, and he's directed at least one other episode this season as well.
And a couple of the first season.
Okay. Yeah, he's highly involved in the show. All right, so we have watched the episode probably 3 times now because we are recording a little later than usual. It's Wednesday night. What did you think of the episode, Gary?
I liked the episode, but it was still a little gruesome. I didn't like some parts of it, like the killing of sleeping people. But other than that, it was a pretty good episode.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree. I thought the episode was good in some ways, but even every time I watched it, the second and third time, I was not excited to watch it. I was just like, okay, let me watch it, make sure I remember everything. And each time, I don't know, I know there's probably a lot of comic book characters that liked it because it has that action, something's going on, they're doing something.
Yeah.
But I thought it was okay. I thought it was just okay. I'm going to say that. Maybe them killing the people in their sleep kind of just turned me off a little bit. But it was okay.
It was a little bit of a turnoff.
Yeah. I felt like Morgan at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
I wanted to cry. I was like, that was kind of sick. All right. So the way our podcast works is we discuss our likes, our dislikes, any listener letters, and then we have an award and a prediction at the end. And surprisingly, I have like a lot of likes written down. So maybe once we start talking about it, we'll realize we kind of liked it more than what we thought, but we'll see.
Yeah, I like the episode.
All right. I like Carol, kind of seeing her being nice again, handing out cookies. I just thought that was like a nice, fun, friendly scene to start the episode off. And then, of course, it gets bad at the end. But I like showing that she was somehow creative and she was able to make cookies out of beets and acorn, and that she left a cookie on Sam's grave.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of sweet.
Right. Sam loved cookies.
Right. He loved cookies. He was willing to get threatened and everything for cookies.
Yeah. But we also see she's turning into a Morgan just a little bit.
Yeah. You definitely see that Carol has changed, which is what Morgan talked about. People can change. And you see that Carol has changed where she's kind of more at peace now with herself. She seems very calm, very PC. And when she's talking about stuff, even later on when Rosita comes up to her and says, we need to tell everyone, she's like, he doesn't want to kill. He doesn't have to kill if he doesn't want to kill.
Yeah, she's starting to see that.
So I'm liking this new leaf that Carol is becoming, that she's turned over.
Right. But where do you think she started turning?
I think after she killed the wolf and she had time to think about it. And then even that episode a couple episodes ago when she told Morgan, I should have killed you, I thought it was kind of like a love thing. And you were like, that was crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But now I realize she said it because she was mad at herself. And that's why. If Morgan never would have put those thoughts in her head, he's like that subconscious that, you know, there's the devil and then there's the angel telling you one thing to do on each shoulder. And Morgan's like the angel that's telling her, like, don't do this. You don't have to do this. And when she probably said, I should have killed you, she was probably mad at him because his words were now coming into her head and making her start to making her think and remember what she's doing wrong. Because we see her count all those deaths, like all tallying up all the people that she killed.
Yeah.
And she's probably realizing, what the fuck? I've killed so many people.
A lot of people. I do think killing the wolf had a lot to do with it. Because you see, after she killed the wolf still tried, well, after she shot the wolf, he still tried to save Denise.
Right.
So I'm guessing she thought, man, maybe he wasn't so bad. Maybe Morgan's right.
That people can change. All right. And then since we're already on Carol, another like of hers was that she found love. You know, Carol's last relationship was her husband. That wasn't a good relationship. That was a horrible relationship. So now she's finding this man that's total opposite of I forgot her husband's name was. It's at the tip of my tongue. Ed. He's very opposite of Ed. Ed was always mean and grouchy and grumpy. And Tobin, we've already seen him. He's more level-headed. You know, when Abraham came in and saved the day, he went to Deanna and said, hey, he's the better man for the job. So he's humble and he's level-headed and he seems like a good guy. And I'm glad that they found love in a hopeless place, I guess. All right, next on the likes is Abraham and Rosita's breakup.
Did you like that?
I thought it was like the cruelest thing of the episode when we were watching it. I was like, that was brutal. And then the fight happened and I was like, okay, no, that was brutal. But I didn't like it because I felt bad for Rosita, but I liked it for the show.
You like how he did it?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was so cold blood. It was like, we are never, ever getting back together. I mean, I could just make some songs up here. I could just put songs in this whole episode. Yeah, like, when he was like, I thought you were the last woman on earth and you're not. I was like, damn, like, you couldn't come up with a better way to break up with her?
Yeah, it's like he wanted her to hate him.
Yeah, because he could have been like, you know, I'm just not feeling it anymore, or I don't know. He could have came up with a better story than
maybe the truth.
Oh, no. If he told her the truth, Sasha may not have made it out of there alive. Rosita might have accidentally. I don't know. I don't know if Rosita would go that far, but
what do you think she's going to think when she see him walking around with her? Maybe holding hands. They're the new couple, the new it couple in town.
I don't think it's ever going to get that far. I don't think Abraham's going to make it. He's not going to make it. So it's never going to get that far. I don't even know if Rosita will ever need to tell anyone that, hey, he broke up with me. Or if Rosita ends up dying, Abraham's going to feel guilty. Whatever. It's just not going to happen. Walking Dead doesn't like happy endings, clearly. So it's just not going to happen. One of them is going to die, and it's never going to happen. But what do you think of the breakup?
I thought it was mean. That was very cruel. He could have did it better. You're right. He could have did it a lot better.
And then why didn't he wait until when they got back? Like, from the fighting scene. They were going the next day.
I mean, there's no need to go fight with somebody and you know you got to break up with them afterwards.
Yeah, but you're going to break up with them right before the fight? Now her mind's on the breakup?
Yo, he had to do what a man had to do.
All right.
Man got to do what a man got to do.
All right, so we saw Glenn. He changed this week. And, of course, I'm pretty sure a lot of people did not want to see him kill. I said it kind of compared to the virgin in those scary movies. Once they have sex, they end up getting killed. And now I feel Glenn is up to be killed. Like, he's now vulnerable.
Yeah, that little cloak has disappeared.
That cloak has disappeared. Him and Heath. Well, yeah, I was going to say Heath did kill because when he was shooting, I'm sure he killed one of those people.
Yeah.
But when Glenn was describing what happened, and I feel he was describing what happened at the church when he was telling Heath, have you ever seen something so horrible? You know, you can't sleep at night, it makes you sick. And Heath's like, yeah. He's like, killing someone is probably even worse than that. And when he was saying that, it brought me back to, I believe, early season five, when they killed those Terminus people. Remember, they're in the church? And Rick was just stabbing, you know, they were just beating him up because they wanted to save their bullets.
Yeah.
And Maggie and Glenn, the way they were looking on in horror, I think Glenn was talking about seeing that, like seeing those people, horrible, horrible people we knew, get killed in such a brutal way. I think he was thinking of that and saying, me killing someone is even worse probably than me seeing that or me seeing that happen.
Yeah, he was right. Because just watching it.
Yeah, just watching it was horrific.
Because when we were watching it, we knew what they had to go do or what they said they were going to go do. But it's like when you actually see it happen, it's like, hold up. Wow, it's not as cool as I thought it was going to be.
Right.
This seems wrong on so many levels.
It does. Even seeing those bad people's pictures up on their wall, like who hangs up their killings or whatever, it's still something about it. It just wasn't right. Like killing them in their sleep. I'd rather have them have woke everybody up, like ding, 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 and then everyone woke up and then shot them while they're like, you know, sleepy eye, wiping their eyes, and then shot them that way. Like, I don't know. Something about killing them in their sleep seems so wrong.
Yeah, there was a lot of other things they could have done.
Right. Well, Morgan said, go there and tell them, hey, we can kill you. We will kill you. Or, I don't know. Did you think that plan would ever work? The one that Morgan suggested?
I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, it sounds like a fairy tale wish, but at the same time, I don't know. Because when Morgan first stood up and said, you said we can beat him, and Rick's like, yeah, we can beat him. I was like, oh, Morgan's on board? And he's like, okay, let's go tell him that. I was like, oh, okay. You know, Morgan was just trying to, you know, get the answer out of Rick so he can continue on to what his point was, which is, if you know we can beat him, just tell him, hey, we can beat you. Let's not let it get this way. Let's settle this as men. But when I forgot the hilltop guy, the one that when Rick start beating up the dead face of the zombie, and that guy was like, man, the saviors are scary, but you're even scarier.
Yeah, that was a little silly scene.
Oh, you thought it was silly?
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah, I didn't care too much for that scene.
Okay, I thought it was funny. All right, next on the list of likes is pretty much the whole fight at the Savior's place. The whole thing, as sick as it was pretty badass.
Yeah, I guess after we got over killing in the room to sleep people, once it got into that, to the like real action, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. I mean, some parts were a little silly when it was like there were machine guns. It was like a little over the top, you know, with all the machine guns or whatever. But I really liked it. I liked showing how everyone split up, and it was showing different people in different sections and
going to different rooms.
And I think at one point Abraham, they were all kicking down the doors, and it led to Glenn and Heath finding.
But you know what? What room did Abraham go into? Was that marijuana?
Oh, was that what that was? I didn't know if they went outside. I thought, I'm like, did that room lead outside? Closet
with a couple of cannabis leaves.
Yeah, I thought it was outside. I was like, oh, that door must lead outside because I saw trees.
It was like a closet.
Okay. And then the other one led to like a toilet room. It looked like maybe toilet tissue or something. I can't remember.
Like a little janitor's closet.
Right. But I like that the whole time they were in the Savior's place, I thought it was pretty badass. I mean, as sick as it was, I thought it was pretty cool. And then next, we have the acting. I thought all the actors in the show did a really good job. Glenn, Heath, Rick, Morgan, all of them. Glenn and Heath, you know, when they were feeling bad.
Yeah, they did an excellent job.
They were looking very scared. Even Rick. When Rick killed that first person, that look on his face, it seemed like he kind of felt sick about it, too. But he was like, oh, well, I got to do this type of thing.
Yeah.
And then Morgan at the end, that crying, breaking down crying. It was a silent scene, and I thought he did a good job. You know, I thought the actor did a really good job at portraying what he was feeling.
Oh, yeah, it was an excellent acting job all across the board.
Right. All right, so we get Tara, and she's talking to Pastor Gabriel and Jesus, and she's Pastor Gabriel and Jesus. she's telling them, or telling Pastor Gabriel, like, how she's done this before. And it so much reminded me when the episode started, they were talking about going and do this. I'm like, Rick sounds like the governor, except for the Rick. Rick is not lying. The governor was lying, saying that the people at the prison were a threat when he knew they were not.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe not what?
I mean, maybe the people at the prison could have been a threat.
No, the people at the prison were minding their own business.
We know that. But if Rick and governor, if the governor has the attitude that Rick have, you got to kill them before they kill you. The governor went there because the governor needed to take over the prison for his people. Rick went there because he needed to get food for his people. I don't see the big difference here.
I see the big difference because the governor, he made it sound like the Rick's people were a threat and they were going to come and kill him. And he knew they weren't coming to kill him. He knew they weren't. Whereas Rick knows those savior people will probably eventually come and kill them because
we'll probably eventually come.
No, because they've already tried. They tried to kill them on the road. Remember Sasha and Abraham and Daryl? They killed a 16-year-old boy. They know what they're capable of. They've seen it happen. It's not like a rumor. Like, oh, I'm scared. They may or may not try to kill me. You know they will. They try to kill you when they just saw you on the road. So what if they do when they come to Alexandria and they see all those nice houses? They're gonna take that.
I mean, we don't know what's rumor or fact. They told us that he killed a 16-year-old. I mean, that was told to him. It's not necessarily. I was telling Nicole that what if Rick went and did all this and they get back to what's the other town name?
Hilltop,
and they end up being just as evil as Negan's people. They just send Rick to do their dirty work.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, okay, that's what you were trying to tell me. I couldn't understand what you were saying with Jesus.
Right.
I thought you were saying Jesus was part of the Saviors. Okay.
No. I'm saying, what if the people at Hilltop
are just as bad?
Just as bad.
Okay.
Except now they have somebody to go do their dirty work for them.
Right. Hmm. That would be a good little twist. That would be a really good twist. But I don't know. I don't know. Last on our likes is when Heath and Glenn found the armory. Once again, I just thought that scene was so badass. When they came and they fell in and then they got the guns and they start, they like looked and was like, they found the jackpot, you know?
Yeah.
And they start shooting. I thought.
Yeah, they found what they were looking for.
They found, and out of all the people that find it, it's funny that they were the two that found it.
Yeah.
I guess we didn't have as many likes as I thought.
Well, one like that you miss when Glenn took the knife out of Heath's hand.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
That was pretty sweet.
That was. Because you saw Glenn's face went once he killed somebody. And I guess he didn't want Heath to have to go through the same thing.
Right.
Had to go through that feeling because Glenn cried a little bit, didn't he?
He looks pretty sad about it.
Yeah, I think I seen a single tear fall. The single tear fell as soon as he stabbed him in the face.
Yeah, I was glad that he took that from Heath. But in the end, Heath ended up having to kill anyways. Or not having to, but he did kill anyways.
Well, he pretty much had to. But see, that's understandable when you kill somebody that's trying to kill you.
Right, but they were still in the wrong.
Yeah, so we didn't look at it as bad.
I didn't look at it as bad, but it was like, you are in these people's house. Like, of course, they're trying to kill you. You know, they woke up and they see you with a gun over them. So, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. This part wasn't as cool as I thought it would be. Like I said, when they said they were going to do it, I'm like, yeah, we got to go do it. Go do it. Then once it started happening, I'm like, man, this is some wrong stuff.
Right, it's sick.
This is all bad. There's nothing right about this.
All right, so we only have a few dislikes. It looks like this is going to be a short episode. But Maggie going to the Saviors, I don't know if it was a show dislike or a character dislike, but I was not cool with it.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. Like, where did them ladies come from?
Not even where those ladies came from. Why did Maggie go? Like, I was just telling you before we start podcasting.
Oh, you mean why did she go in the first place?
Yes, like, why did she go there?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Like, we were just talking about how I used to feel bad for Maggie and Glenn when they used to get separated and they found each other and then separated. And they keep promising each other, we'll never separate. And then next thing you know, they separate. And then not only that, they put themselves in danger. And she's pregnant. Her and Glenn should have both stayed back at Alexandria.
Carol was right. Maggie shouldn't have been there.
And to me, Glenn shouldn't have been there. Why was Glenn there?
Well, Glenn is muscle.
No, but Glenn, he's done his part. Look how many times he's almost died.
What do you mean, done his part?
He's done his part. Tobin didn't go.
Man, Tobin can't fight like they can.
Well, if I was Maggie, I'd be like, me and Glenn are both staying. We've done our part. We're not going to keep putting ourselves in jeopardy.
You can't really say you've done your part when the world's still turning. The world's still spinning.
Let the people who are okay with doing it do it, in my opinion. So I was like, I didn't get, like, Maggie. And I'm like, I don't want anything bad to happen to Maggie. But at this point, I'm just like so done with that. Oh, Maggie needs to be saved again or whatever. And it's like, why were you there? You know?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And the fact that Tobin has already said Carol is a mama bear and Carol's going to protect. I have a feeling now Carol's going to end up dying trying to save Maggie.
Maybe. I don't think so. I think it's going to be like another hospital scene.
Oh, God.
They're bringing that back.
Hopefully not. Yeah, but where did those women come from? Like, what were they doing out there? But then if you are smart, you have your main house where everyone sleeps, and then you have a side house or something where if something's happening at the main house, you have people coming to help out. So I want to know where those ladies came from. How did they get out of there? Were they in a different unit? Because does everyone live there?
That's a good question. Those ladies just reappeared.
Right. And then, I know we already discussed this. This is not your dislike. You actually like this one. But Pastor Gabriel giving that speech before killing the man.
Are you talking about praying? You talking about reading a script from the Bible?
Well, okay, yeah. I didn't like it. Like, why would you read a script from the Bible just to kill somebody afterwards? Like, that doesn't change what you just did or what you're about to do.
Mm-mm-mm, you heathen.
No. What, I'm going to read a script from the Bible then kill someone? Oh, it's okay because I read a script from the Bible beforehand. Like, no. What was the point of that?
I mean, I thought it was needed. I thought the script that he read was on point. It just went with the scene perfectly.
Mm-mm. And then we never looked it up with the captions, but it kind of kept sounding like that guy kept calling him Patrick. But you said Padre. And then like I
Pastor. Yeah, what was he saying?
I don't know. I was like, wait, is Pastor... I started thinking, like, is Pastor Gabriel double agent? Like, is this guy calling him Patrick like he knew him? But as I said, the captions were on, and when I tried to Google everything, reviews, no one mentioned that scene with, you know, Pastor... They mentioned Pastor Gabriel being a badass, but no one mentioned the guy calling him Patrick, so I was like, I must have misheard.
See, I thought he said Padre.
Mm-hmm. But he said it like 2 times, and it sounded like Patrick.
And then when you say he said Patrick, I'm like, whoa. So I don't know what he said. He could have been saying Pastor.
Maybe.
He could have just had a strange accent. I don't know.
I meant to find it and look it up with the captions on so we can see, but yeah, I don't know. I wasn't feeling that scene. I mean, I was cool with Pastor Gabriel killing him or whatever, but I was not cool with that whole, the prayer or whatever he was doing beforehand. Well,
you're cool with him taking the life.
Shut up.
That's the cool part, huh?
All right, and then our final dislike, I believe, when we were watching it the third time, we were discussing why did they go outside and was looking the perimeter area, you know, all of them outside, like they yeah. won.
Yeah, why didn't they sweep the rest of the building?
Why didn't they sweep the whole damn building? No, they should make sure every single room was empty. So when we saw them outside, I assumed they had already did that.
Yeah, I thought it was over.
And then the guy came out on a motorcycle. And the girls on the walkie-talkie.
It's like, you know, somebody didn't do their job.
Right.
Like somebody's getting fired.
Somebody's getting fired. And if anybody should be getting fired, it should be Rick. Because he took control of the situation. He should have been like, okay, y'all, now let's go and search the whole perimeter. Let's search the whole interior.
Yeah, you got to fire the leader.
And then people driving off with trucks and, you know.
Yeah, they're in chill mode.
Yes, they were in straight chill mode. So I'm like, okay, y'all didn't check the whole area. So I wasn't feeling that either.
Yeah, I hated that scene.
But that's it for our likes and dislikes.
Yeah.
All right. And we'd love to hear from you guys as far as any listener letters, any feedback on the episode. We have an email, a few emails today, one from Tiffany. And our email, excuse me, is dead@theverdictsin.com. That's dead@theverdictsin.com. Or you can also write us on Twitter @theverdictsin or facebook.com/verdictsin. All right. This is Tiffany. She has a lot of caps, so she was excited pretty much when she wrote this. She wrote, "It's just too much. I swear I get a workout every Sunday night because I'm always jumping on the couch and squeezing my hubby's arm." So we finally get to see Carol, huh? I missed her, and I like seeing what she has been doing. I appreciate her trying to take a break from the killing and get back into the high-quality baking she is known around Alexandria for. But acorns? That gets a you go, girl. Because I don't know what she could possibly do with a freaking acorn. Yeah, I don't know. That's pretty talented to make some cookies out of acorn and beets.
Yeah, that is.
Who would have ever thought to put those two things together and make cookies?
I wonder, can you really put those things together?
Actually, to me, it's actually a waste of resources. Like, a cookie is not something you actually need. So if you were going to eat an acorn or beets, it should not have been put into a cookie. It should have been put into, like, I don't know, something that's useful.
That was useful.
Like a casserole or something. I don't know. Cookies are not like a necessity, you know? Especially if it's not chocolate chip.
That was a healthy cookie, though.
Yeah, I guess so.
Acorns and beets.
Can't get no more healthy than that. And I'm happy that Tobin is kind of peeping Carol. Maybe she needs someone checking out her cookie action, you know? Yeah, I'm happy that they're getting a little love on. She wrote, Abraham needs to learn how to break up with people. But also at the same time, it was like ripping the Band-Aid off. Just do it once. It's going to be rough. It's going to hurt. But it's a clean break. Eugene being in the hallway, though, I was feeling so bad it was not the time to giggle. I felt so bad for Rosita. It was almost like too real life because she was, that's another one. Her acting in that scene, she did a really good job. Because she made me feel like their relationship was more serious than what I thought it was.
Yeah.
When she was like, no, you were not about to leave her without an explanation after all this we've been through. I mean, I felt for her.
Yeah, what if it turns out she's pregnant? Because remember she was talking about the baby last episode? Or was that 2 episodes ago? Well, anyway, she was talking about the baby.
Was she?
Yeah.
Okay, I remember saying that what if she was pregnant, he wouldn't leave. But if she was pregnant, why would she go out there to fight? But who knows, Maggie did.
Yeah, Maggie. Maggie's like, Maggie's like 8 months, right?
No, Maggie's not even showing. And then Tiffany continued, I really like the town meeting at the church. I appreciated Rick giving everyone a chance to speak, respecting what they had to say, even if he didn't agree, and moving on. I'm a no-nonsense type of girl, and so I appreciate his brevity. I can see how Morgan and Rick are going to have long-standing problems with their different philosophies, but I think that's okay, too. Rick is making the phrase, what, my new favorite. To me, the plan was pretty solid. I feel like at this time, they had a plan of action. Use Gregory's zombie's head to get into the building, take out as many people as possible, find the armory, get more weapons, continue the fight, win the day. I mean, that's 1,000 times better than having 20 people roll up to your fence in a tank or being taken from a cattle car for food. But I did not know they were going to kill everyone in their sleep. And this was all in caps. She said, oh my gosh, that made my stomach hurt. It would have been worse than Glenn. Snot would have been coming down. I would have been doing that heavy breathing thing. I would be a mess. Yeah, that's what we said. It was pretty brutal. Okay, she said, okay, I'm trying to wrap this up. Tara and her confession, tears. They have been doing a really good job of connecting dots from previous seasons. It would have made sense Tara feels so uncomfortable. Technically, this is how she met Rick's group. The governor came to attack them at the prison, and she saw Rick and company weren't bad and ended up hiding during the whole siege until Glenn found her. Everyone is mad at Maggie, but I totally get her reasoning. Yes, I am pregnant, but I also made this deal that puts all of my family in danger. We've done everything else together. Yes, I'm going to help you get to where I can because I put you in this situation. And with that, I don't really feel Maggie made the deal, but it's not like she made the deal on her own. Like, they talked about it before she went and made that deal. If anything, Rick and Daryl were like, yeah, we can take care of them, actually. That's who really made the deal, Rick and Daryl.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, I mean, Maggie might have been the spokesperson, but ultimately, they all made that deal. The pictures on the wall of the guys Glenn and Heath had to kill. What the F, dude? I'm over here crying about you getting killed in your sleep, and you have a collage of murder and death, happily pinned up upon your bed. What the F, dude?
Does that make them bad people?
Yes, that's like the definition of bad people, yes.
They take pride in their work.
And she wrote, is Morgan building a cage like the one he was tied up in?
Oh, wow.
I did read that somewhere. It said he was building a cage. I'm like, people have good eyesight. Like, I didn't know what he was building.
I thought he was just building a jail cell.
I didn't know what he was building. But so who do you think he's going to keep in that cage?
He'd put Rick up in there.
What if he's planning on putting Rick up in there? Like, what if he's secretly planning on putting Rick up in that cage? That's going to be interesting.
He got to do what he got to do.
And then she wrote, where's my boy Carl? He's back at Alexandria. We'll see him soon, sure. He's resting. And then she said, so much foreshadowing, so much tension, so many scares. And then she has some awards. Ain't Fair and Shit Award, Maggie. She's down for the cause, no matter the situation. I can tell you right now, I don't know if I'm a ride or die type of person, because I'm always going to have questions. Where are we riding to? Why do I have to die? Can we stroll and check out the scene before we get to ride or die? I'm just saying. And then death prediction. Oh, man. So many this week. Glenn, Abraham, Heath, Carol, or Maggie.
That's the whole squad.
I'm also going to say Daryl. I'm moving Daryl to my top spot of death predictions. Wow.
They can't kill Daryl right now. Daryl just found his bike.
Yeah, I don't know if it's Daryl's time, but some of her other predictions I'm going to have to agree with as well. Thank you, Tiffany, for writing in.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, we have an email from Yolanda. And she wrote, hey, Nicole and Gary, another good episode of The Walking Dead. Looks like Carol, the cookie queen, is seeking redemption through best cookies.
Yeah.
Do you think Tobin really liked them, or is he just trying to get her other cookie?
Oh, wow. Yeah, he could be.
I think he was being sweet, because she said, for real, he's like, yeah, if someone made me beets and acorn cookies, I could also honestly say, oh, these are the best beets and acorn cookies I've ever had.
No, that just sound nasty.
They would be the only beets and acorn cookies I've ever had. So I think he was being honest, but I think he was also just being sweet. And he probably doesn't want her cookies.
Yeah.
And then she wrote, I think Carol hasn't snitched on Morgan because she knows he would be banished. Since she was banished for doing what she thought was best, she can sympathize with Morgan somewhat. But if he tries that ish again, I believe she'll sniper shoot him and his broomstick from the guard tower. You know, I like that because I keep forgetting that Carol was banished when Rick banished her in season 4.
But I don't think Morgan would have a problem with being banished.
Yeah, Morgan's been on his own. He's yeah. like, you don't have to banish me. I'm leaving.
Yeah, I'm out.
Right. You can't kick me out. I'm leaving. Who's coming with me?
Yeah, I don't think Morgan would have a problem with that.
If he did like the Jerry Maguire skit, Who's Coming With yeah. Me, that would be like the best thing ever. I would love Walking Dead forever if they did that skit, if they had Morgan do that. Grab somebody's goldfish, something like that. It'd be awesome. All right, I'm with Carol. What is Maggie doing there? She should have been taken out of these missions. Why is Glenn allowing her to be there? Yes, I said aloud. She should have played the man card, and his pregnant wife should be waiting for him back in Alexandria. Maggie better not imperil or hinder Carol from doing her thing on the Neganites.
I agree. Yeah, he should have put his foot down.
Yeah, he should have put his foot. I mean, even if she was going to do what she wanted to do, I would have had a little more respect if we saw him try to put his foot down at least and be like, no, you're not coming.
Yeah.
Okay, I ain't fearing shit goes to Father Gabriel, quoting Bible scriptures before killing a man. He was channeling some Samuel Jackson from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
And I'm so ready for Abraham to die now.
Why?
These are her words, Yolanda's words. She said, Rosita must
Why,
not.
Yolanda?
She's going to say, Rosita must not know that Sasha is the thought Abe is going to. Oh my gosh.
Man.
Now why you got to call Sasha a thought? Sasha was minding her own business. She is no thought. That is too funny though. But most likely to die is Heath. Now that Glenn has killed, Heath is the last virgin, and we all know virgins get sacrificed in the volcano. No, virgins don't get sacrificed. It's the people who were a virgin who are no longer a virgin, and I can't really say that Heath is a virgin anymore. Because he shot all those people from the armory, just like Glenn.
Right. And the thing about Glenn is, you know, Glenn, he survived everything, being a virgin. You know, he ducked out into the trash can. The walkers attacked him right in front of the gate.
Nicholas tried to kill him.
Yeah, so he's been Terminus. Surviving. And now since he killed somebody, I got to agree with Nicole.
He's going to die. He's going to die. If anything, Heath may be saved, but Glenn is not safe anymore.
Yeah, we don't see Heath enough for him to die.
No, I think they tried to show us Heath because Heath is like the new Glenn. Like nice, innocent, just wants peace. I think Heath is going to be the new Glenn. So I have a feeling Glenn's going to die. I'm not trying to get too much into prediction. You said how?
No, I said wow.
Oh, okay. I was like, there's yeah, millions you may be of right. ways. Yeah. He might be raising Maggie's baby with Maggie.
Oh, that's so wrong.
So that compound doesn't look like it's where Negan's people live. My guess is it's a drop-off spot for their plundered goods. Why let your enemy into your front door when you have a shed they can leave things at? That's interesting.
That is.
I think it is where they live, though, because there was just too many of them sleeping there. Now, if you're saying maybe it's not a permanent spot where they live, they were just staying there for a couple nights. I don't know. No, because they had all those cars there. They had the armory there. They live there.
Well, she said that's probably like their storage unit. And you need somebody protecting your storage or your stored goods.
Okay, so those could just all be security people.
Right.
Okay.
Because I can't see them sleeping on those cots like, all year round.
Oh, and then I feel bad because she wrote, can't wait to hear your full cast on Tuesday's commute home. Talk to you later. So at this point, you're probably not going to hear it until Thursday's commute home. Sorry about that. It's super late.
Yeah.
Sorry. Thank you, Yolanda.
Yeah, thank you.
And then we have an email from Gloria. She wrote, hi, guys. I don't like the way a lot of things are going on lately. I don't trust this Jesus. It's something not right about the whole thing. I'm so surprised how easily Rick went along with the whole thing. And I think you mentioned over just a few minutes ago, you kind of don't trust Jesus all the way either.
Yeah, I don't trust that whole group.
The whole hillside or whatever, yeah. Hilltop.
Hilltop.
What do you think? I mean, they only have spears. We saw that.
And they have less enemies. Yeah, think about it. They probably grow all the food. They have the most valuable.
Well, we don't know if they grow all the food. They trade with other communities, so other communities might have food, too.
Yeah, so they say. I don't know. It's just something I don't trust about them.
Okay.
And then you see Jesus out there scavenging by himself. So if they're doing so well and growing all this food and supposed to be have the most to trade. Why is Jesus out there robbing people?
Well, that's probably because it might be just a show error. They have to introduce Jesus some way, somehow, and that was the only way they can figure out how to introduce him. Him being on a scavenge hunt. I mean, I agree. Why was he alone? That seems a little odd that he was alone, but I don't know. Oh, no, I was going to say Aaron used to go alone, but no, Aaron went with Eric. So, yeah. Yeah, that was kind of odd that he was by himself.
It's kind of odd that he's out there robbing people.
Yeah, well, it's odd only that he's by himself, and then the people that got in the car accident, there were like four of them. So why were there like four of them and then you by yourself? So I would say that's odd. It still doesn't make me not trust Jesus or the Hilltop people. I just thought that was a little odd. All right, she continues, I don't like all the new relationships that's blooming. That means some people, some regular people of the group is going to go. I'm okay with the relationships. It's good to see because it shows that they're still having life outside of all the craziness.
I don't think she mean like the type of relationship you mean. I think she meant the type of relationship you're talking about, like the relationship between Glenn and Heath. Like you said, maybe now it's time for Glenn to go.
Okay. I mean, everyone goes sometime. I don't know. I mean, I don't want Glenn to go, but I don't know. New characters, I'm okay with it. I'm okay. I mean, at one point, when Shane left, as bad as he was, it's like, oh my gosh, Shane's not there. Lori's not there. There's been so many regulars that T-Dog, you know, that eventually die and go away.
Man, yeah, man. Yo, rest in peace, T-Dog.
Rest in peace, T-Dog. No, rest in peace, Tyrese. That dude went through Tyrese. So much and then, like, got bit, like, by one walker. That was just the weirdest death ever.
That was. Everybody hates Chris.
Right. No, I don't like how people blame him. It's not his fault, necessarily. How Tyrese, this dude that fought off, like, 20 million walkers, and then just one walker comes up and bites him. Just weird. All right. And she continues, I know Glenn would not have allowed his pregnant wife to go fight. I feel it's a setup for something else that's coming, like her getting captured. Everything seems out of place with reasons not being seen for these last few episodes. Don't like it. Thanks, guys.
Oh, thank you.
So she doesn't think insight. Yeah, she doesn't think Glenn would have really allowed his pregnant wife to go.
Well, we see who wear the pants in that relationship.
Maggie.
So it's probably not about allowing. He might be lucky she allowed him to go.
Right. I don't even get why either of them went. Like, so many times, oh my gosh, we found each other. We almost died. And then they go out and put themselves in danger again. So I'm kind of over it. But, well, that's all our listener letters, though. If you guys want to be part of the podcast, once again, it's dead@theverdictsin.com. And now for our award and prediction. The I Ain't Fearing Shit Award. I shall start it off. I honestly don't know who to give it to. I've been thinking about it, but to me, it's like, when you kill somebody in your sleep, does that mean you're not fearing shit? Like, that's kind of a coward move, if you ask me.
That is a cowardly act.
I'm going to give I Ain't Fearing Shit to Morgan.
Why? Why Morgan?
Because he stood up and he actually said something. He didn't like it. You saw so many of the faces in the crowd looking like terror. She didn't stand up and say anything. Morgan's the only one that stood up and said and gave a rejection or gave a rebuttal as to why they shouldn't do what they did. Morgan's the only one that always stands up and says what he's feeling. Everyone else just goes along with it and then whispers later, we shouldn't be doing this. This doesn't feel right. It's like, why don't you stand up and say anything? I mean, I know that seems like a little cop-out to give it to Morgan, but I'm going to still give it to him. Because no one else, to me, deserves it. Like, what, you're not fearing shit because you killed people in your sleep?
Okay.
In their sleep? So, but who do you give it to?
I give the I Ain't Fearing Shit to Glenn. All the stuff he's been through. And he still went out and did that?
Right.
If I was Glenn, I'd have been hiding at home.
Right. Put me in your cage, Morgan.
Right. You know, he'd have dodged death like hundreds of times. So, by him just coming and then helping. And this is a big act for somebody who's never killed anyone to go in there and actually kill people in their sleep, people that's not trying to kill him.
Right.
He deserves it.
Right, because we saw him struggle with Nicholas. I mean, he had a chance to kill Nicholas, and Nicholas was literally trying to kill him. Right. And he couldn't do it. And then now here it is, these people that may kill him. I mean, we probably know if they did come across him, they would have killed him or tried to.
But, you know, so will 100 other groups.
That's true. That is true. All right. Most likely to die. I'm kind of like Tiffany. I have like a few people, honestly. Like, on it, I think there's going to be several deaths. I think it's going to be Abraham. I think it's going to be Carol. I think it's going to be Glenn. At least those three people. I'm going to say Abraham, Carol, and Glenn.
So do you think all of them would die the next episode?
Yeah, I foresee all of them dying. I mean, I know our predictions next episode. It's probably, yeah, I'm going to go with most likely to die. And I think all three. Like, it'll be a big, gruesome episode. Like, rather than splitting them up, a death here, a death there, just do all three in one mass episode.
Okay, all right. Well, I really think the next episode will be like the hospital episode where they're trying to establish some new characters. They may be in there, may give Carol a broom, make her sweep and do some stuff. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't really think we're going to see our main people too much. But if we do, I'm going to have to give it to Glenn. Glenn wasn't fearing shit this episode, but I think he's going to die very, very, very soon.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you. I have a feeling Glenn is going to die. It's unfortunate. They've tricked us out so many times. I don't even know if I'll be sad when it really happens. I mean, I probably will because it's Glenn. He's been there since day one.
I've been predicting Glenn's about 12, 13 episodes.
Right. This whole season.
Whole season. They better give me what I want.
That's how I feel about Abraham. I predicted Abraham from the day one, but all right. Well, we shall see. We will be back, you guys, next Sunday with our instant cast, and the podcast should come up, the full episode, on Tuesday, on time, hopefully. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. I'm Nicole.
I'm Gary.
Good night.
Good night.